Social media platforms such as WeChat or Facebook have become a primary source for us to receive news. And now, apparently, parents are also raising and rearing kids following the orders of some WeChat public accounts. A mom from Ningbo in Zhejiang Province refused to take her one-year-old daughter to the hospital after the baby caught a severe fever, simply because a WeChat public account said people should not let the children, oh, actually, people should let the children recover by themselves. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the general picture here. So young parents are following social media to raise kids. How does that pan out?
Let's talk about what's going on. Yeah. Recently, a woman in Ningbo, Zhejiang Province, contacted Ningbo Evening News and told the newspaper that a WeChat public account called Star Nursery promoted the idea of not sending sick children to the hospital or giving them medicine. It said no matter what the disease the children are suffered from, they can recover by themselves. Well, that's a bold statement. And apparently there were other women, several other women, that were following this WeChat public account. To give you an example, I guess one of these daughters of one of these women caught a fever last Saturday, and her temperature rose to 39.5 degrees Celsius. Guys, the temperature of a healthy person should be between 36 to 37 degrees Celsius. However, this seemed serious, but the mother insisted to take care of the kid at home instead of sending her to the hospital. After 3 days, the kid still suffered from a high fever. Other family members decided to get involved and said to Lee, I guess, send the girl to the hospital. The doctor told them that the fever was caused by a virus infection, sounds pretty serious, and prescribed some medicine. But the mother refused to give the kid the medicine, saying taking drugs will deprive the kid of a chance to let her body fight the virus. Other family members decided to take matters into their own hands and, I guess, secretly feed her the medicine to cure her. The mother was not happy about this. And so basically, you know, this isn't the only other time this has happened. I guess in March, a WeChat post called called for parents to stay away from vaccines for kids. It said that basically these vaccinations are a commercial behavior. And so, you can understand this isn't rare. This has happened before. Mm-hmm. And parents are actually really listening to these kind of WeChat articles, which are basically saying, you know, if your kid is sick, don't take him to the doctor. That's pretty, that's a pretty bold statement, I think.
Yeah, pretty extreme.
Yeah.
And now you two are all like staring at me because I'm like the only mom in here. Yeah, I do have a lot to say on this topic because I've been through the whole thing. I don't really follow these WeChat account too much. First, there's so many of them.
Yeah.
And I think when it comes to your baby's health, stick to, you know, going to the hospital and listening to doctors, trained doctors.
Yes.
And also there are these, you know, books on medicine. What's the word for medicine for kids?
Pediatricians.
Yeah, exactly. Follow those instead of spending all that time, you know, reading through these post messages. They're not from the authorities. And when your kid is has a fever of like 39 degrees, it happens. Like whenever my baby has a fever, it just shoots up to like 40 even.
Yeah.
But every baby is a little different. Like there is a base temperature. Like some kids, when they have a fever, maybe it's 38.5 and it kind of just hovels around there. Like my baby just goes over the roof, like 39 and then 40. Sometimes so high, I'm even scared to take her temperature. So I always have a bottle of this medicine for quick, like emergencies to, you know, make her a little cool herself a little bit, for emergencies, and then to the hospital.
Yeah, for a second I thought, baby, you're gonna reach for a glass of wine or a bottle of wine.
Oh, let me start with this topic.
It sounds like such a stressful job being a mom when kids grow sick, go sick. You don't know what to do if you don't have any experience in
this. I think that's actually a really good point. So do you want to like tell us, you know,
how crazy we are being
the
mom?
The first time you're a mom, when that kid comes in your life, I mean, obviously, is it easy to jump to conclusions and want a step-by-step guide? You find yourself having so many question marks, like find, you know, maybe just a small problem for a kid, you don't realize it because you've never had one before.
Well,
do you find yourself in that situation?
First of all, when I first had my baby, like in starting the hospital, I was just like numb. Like my brain was numb. Like I didn't know anything. Everything was so new. And I read a few books on, you know, breastfeeding or taking care of babies beforehand. But honestly, I didn't remember anything from them. They were useless. It's when you start taking care of the baby.
Yeah.
You start to learn step by step, little by little. And so instead of putting all your trust into these articles and books, learn from your baby.
Ooh.
You know, learn from their reactions.
That's a good point.
And I've been, for the past two and a half years, it's been so probably the most difficult years in my life so far. But looking back, now that she's, you know, very healthy, toddler, looking back, I have to say that being a mom, it's not, you know, it's not rocket science. It's not that difficult, but it's a lot of work. And I was a very scared mom, new parent, but you don't have to be that. It's just natural to be scared, but tell yourself not to stay calm. It's not difficult. You just have to do a lot of work.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a really tough job.
It
and
is.
A little bit terrifying for me who's not a mom.
But
and
that's norm. That's normal.
Okay,
that's
and you're pretty much saying that you learn on the job being a mom. And here's the interesting thing. I remember reading anecdotes from mothers in previous generations, and they say you learn from your mom, like what your mom did to you, and then you pretty much just repeat that. And then as time goes on, new moms are parents learn from books, but now we're in a digital age. People don't reach to books that as often, maybe, and immediately you go to your smartphone and you start reading from the WeChat public accounts on how to raise kids. And is that why that people tend to just believe these things, because this is the common source information these days?
It comes easy and they make themselves sound authoritative and helpful. But I have to say, as my tip would be, listen to your mom, but you don't have to listen 100%. Things can always be improved. But you know, do rely on the books, but published by these official medical hospitals or sites, whatever. But make sure, because all these articles, there can be tens of thousands of articles online, but only so few get printed in books. And there is a reason why. So rely on these books published by authoritative like either hospitals or other organizations. And then, you know, there are hospitals. There are doctors who are sitting there alive, talking to you, watching, you know, seeing signs of your children. You know, do
They're
pay
the
them respect. They've studied for years to be in that position.
Yeah, you know, confidence can be people with confidence or writing an article with confidence can make anyone without it believe whatever that person wants, right? If you have confidence in something and someone doesn't have confidence, then when you say something, the sky is purple, they'll be like,
I am telling you.
Like, you know what? I think actually I see some purple up there. Oh my God, he's right, everybody.
Maybe I'm colorblind.
Yeah, and then suddenly, you know, you got a following. I mean, confidence, so many people write about how confidence is everything, especially because those who have it can very easily convince those who don't. And that's what's scary about these, I think, online articles, or let's say WeChat articles, is because, you know, a lot of people, I think it's same dog, new tricks. Really, it's just a different way of us getting information. Now it's more convenient online. It happens. We used to get it from books. The deal is you had to go through maybe a publisher. You had to be like a credible source to a publisher before you went to them saying, hey, I've delivered thousands of babies and I know all about them. I wrote a book and here's my credentials and go ahead and read through and then let's make some money together, publish my book. And they're like, all right. But now, you know, online, anybody can claim to be anything and publish whatever they want. And so that's wherein lies the danger of this. You know, before it was, you had to go through publishers who were somewhat credible. They had a name they wanted to protect. Now it's just a WeChat online article. And just really quickly here, I want to cite some information.
Sure.
The Shanghai Women Federation published a report this May on parents of kids aged from 4 to 6 which showed that 54.2% of the surveyed parents get knowledge on children's early education from the internet. Also, a report published by Tencent's WeChat public account, Today's Topic, I guess is what it's called, said the data from an app on taking care of mothers and children revealed that 60% of parents look for answers to their confusions regarding their kids on apps in 2017. Mm. So you can see there is just a lot of people turning their heads towards online sources for how to raise their kids.
It's probably just easier.
Yeah, well, that seems to be a really convenient way, maybe. And also in this report, it's quite interesting. One finding is that people don't trust their own parents on raising next generation of kids as much now. And then the parents today feel that I am technologically savvy, mm-hmm. and I know how to verify information, and I go online to do all of that. My mom's experience isn't all that.
It's outdated.
Yeah, so I should discard that. What do you think of that attitude?
All right, it's an interesting thing. My baby, when we first came back home from the hospital, you know, before that, my mom was like, oh, don't worry about it. We don't need help. You know, I know all about this. I can take care of her. And so when she got back from the hospital, and all of us adults were like standing around the crib and we were all staring at her and nobody knew what to do. It's like when she was there, you know, just actually there, my mom was like, what shall I do? She actually had no clue, because when I was little, most of the burden fell on my grandma. With your mom, probably she had a lot of help from her mom. So a lot of moms don't remember the things from 30 years back.
Yes.
So they can offer some help, but they're actually also learning on the job. And for the bigger things, like when your child is sick, you know, there are the hospitals. If you don't trust the ones that sell you a lot of medicine, well, you can choose to take them to a few different ones, like maybe the public ones. You know, yeah, it's a lot of work. I'm telling you, it's a lot of work. If you don't trust the public ones, you can try the private ones to see if they're just selling medicine. Or because some of them, you have to pay a lot just for the checkup.
Mm. Yes.
But they will not be selling you tons of medicine that are just not necessary. So if that's your way, then go with that way. But go to somewhere that's have the credentials to treat children.
Yeah, you know, in my vast experience of not being a parent,
sure.
and I can only assume here, is, you know, but my vast experience of being a kid, I guess, I would say that I feel now in my life, looking back on those times, that being a parent is somewhat intuitive, you know, like you see animals in the wild too. They don't need a book on how to raise their kids.
Just lick your baby.
Yeah, you know, it's like there's some things that are intuitive. You can tell when something's wrong, I think. You can tell, you know, when you need to maybe take something seriously, you know, when to say, okay, it's just a burp, or maybe he just has a stomach ache, this kind of thing. So I would say, you know, also I think it's relative too. Like you said, you know, you also got to learn from your baby. That's a special person with a special type of body, special type of maybe allergies, these kind of things as well.
Mm.
But I think it's as simple as saying, you know, you can tell if you're like, let's take this example we originally were talking about, right?
The baby with a fever.
Yeah, for 3 days.
That's too much. That's too long.
That is, yeah, and that is the body really struggling to fight something. Remember, your body raises.
Mm.
Yeah, your body raises the temperature to kill maybe a virus or bacteria. But the thing is, viruses are very resilient. Whereas, like, I think if you raise the temperature of your body, you can probably kill off a lot of bacteria. But I think viruses are different. But anyways, I'm no doctor either. But I do know that if my kid had a fever for even more than a day, I would just risk it for the brisket. That's my kid, you know what I mean? And, you know, I wouldn't claim to know more than a doctor. I wouldn't listen to a WeChat article and say that WeChat article knows more than a doctor. I think that's a risk, you know.
No, and this mom is really stubborn.
This mom is really stubborn. And the thing is, I think this is an extreme example of how something written with confidence, or someone who has confidence, can convince people that the up is down and down is up. Because those people don't have confidence just in general. I mean, it's really sad to see that this kid had to suffer for 3 days because someone read a WeChat article that claimed to know how to parent.
You know, I really want to add something. Besides listening to your mom and going to the hospital and read books instead of just online articles, one thing that's really helpful is to ask your friends who are also new parents. That's not just for when your baby is born, but, you know, when we were pregnant. There's a whole batch of us who became moms around the same time. When we were feeling sick, you know, when we were pregnant, we talked to each other and it really helped. Oh, you were like that too? You know, oh yeah, I'm experiencing this. When we were breastfeeding, how things hurt and, you know, things didn't work. We talked to each other. And some, they have kids who are a little older and they will tell you they've been through this. So if you think your parents' ideas are outdated, talk to your peers. Your girlfriends who become moms. That really, really helps because they understand what you're going through.
Yeah, I see what you mean. But I also see maybe there is a downside of talking to people that you believe belong to the same group online. Because, well, maybe for new moms or moms, maybe they've already had some experience in this field. Then yes, I guess to some point you can trust their judgment. But on some of these online chat groups, and it's not just raising kids, it could be how to cure one disease or whatever. Nowadays, anybody can find a group of people with a similar problem online. And the problem here is once one person maybe started with false information and nobody's there to verify the false information's or origin or situation like that, and it gets repeated in a group. And when wrong information gets repeated more than 100 times,
it becomes almost true.
And it becomes registered in people's minds. And sometimes people forget that this is not verified information. So there's also this other scenario that some people find online that is in these chat groups. There's a lot of false information that gets disseminated as well.
I think we need to think about the motivation behind all this. Like these WeChat accounts, these official WeChat accounts, their motivation is very clear. They want, you know, the hits. How many people have
the subscribes?
Followers. How many reviewed their articles and the income from the subscribers or commercials? That's their aim. Remember that. They want more people to read their articles. And then these WeChat groups that you mentioned, you probably don't even know these people.
Yeah.
They want pretty much the same thing. Somehow it all ends up to be wanting more profit. But these your mom, her motivation is very clear. She wants you and your kid to be healthy, to be happy. Intention is always very good and pure. And then the group from your peers, that's good and pure too. So
yeah, I think, you know, we live in an information or a day where information is just so easily available and easily accessible. And that's a good thing and a bad thing, right? Because sometimes you get bad information right off the cusp. But do what any journalist would do. Fact check. Check multiple sources, folks, all right? Just realize you can't be too cautious when it's your kid, when it's your health, these kind of things. So, you know, and also keep in mind, you know, everyone could be wrong. Even doctors, they aren't 100% foolproof, you know?
Science is still revolving.
And... yeah, I would say anyone who's even sick and is an adult, get a second opinion on stuff. You know, fact check, check multiple sources with whatever you do concerning your health or your kid's health. And find endorsed, certified, credited websites. Like, I know in the U.S., if someone thinks they have something, they would check, like, WebMD. I think that's pretty certified, you know? WebMD, I don't think, is there to try to get subscribers, these kind of things. But I do think, you know, it is...
Call your pediatrician.
Yeah, it tells you certain, you know, like, very certified ways of handling situations. Like, if this is happening, you should definitely be calling your doctor, you know, not telling you to, like, oh, well, take this medicine and this and that. I think many times you'll find that they say you should see a doctor.
They have to see the baby first.
Yeah, this kind of thing. And, you know, in the U.S., I think, too, many couples, to kind of shirk off the stress of being a new parent, try to prepare themselves with Lamaze classes or other kind of classes. Hey, you can't. You got to be ready for that situation that you've never experienced before. And I think going through a class sometimes helps you prepare for a situation where you'd be like, oh my God, oh my God. Then you can say, okay, we trained for this. It's all right. Get in the car, blah, blah, blah. Let's drive to the hospital, this kind of thing. Count to 10, sweetie. Everything's going to be all right. Whereas if you didn't have that, you know, maybe you'd be like, oh my God, what do we do? And you just run around in a circle for 10 minutes before you get in the car.
Yeah. So, can I just say a few things that I think to summarize?
Yes, please.
First of all, remember that young parents, you are vulnerable.
Yeah.
Your kid is vulnerable. You are vulnerable too because you are put into this situation you've never faced before, and it's a lot of responsibility. You're scared, and so remember you're vulnerable, and also remember that this is a learning process for you. And what's learning? Learning is not just let's read article from this one site. You read books. You read different books. You learn from different sources. So remember that you are learning. You don't know it. You have to learn it. And then always rather safe than sorry.
Yeah.
So rather safe than sorry. Literally, like we were so scared when our baby, you know, had fevers. So we ran to the hospitals, you know, like twice a day. It's a little silly thinking about it.
But it's something you got to do, maybe.
Yeah, it's a process you have to go through.
Yeah.
You go there 2, 3, 4 times, and then you'll realize, you know, I think she's okay this time. I think she can handle the 39.5 or the 40 degrees, but maybe the next day. So.
Yeah, and you know, I think it saves money on the next kid if you have it, because then you're like, oh, we already went through this. They're fine, blah, blah, blah. So it's an investment in the long run if you plan on having multiple kids. Or at least that's what I've heard. You know, the second kid always has it easier. The first
if I ever have a second kid, I will raise her like a piglet. Like, literally, I know it now.
Yeah.
It's nothing to be really nervous about. You just have to be careful and be diligent.
Yes.
Yes, learning on the job and not be too nervous about it. Give yourself and your kid a chance.
Realize you will be.
Just thinking about this makes me a little nervous. And I don't even have a child yet.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, exactly. It's rather safe than sorry.
Yes.
Always. Keep that in mind. That comes from a mom on Roundtable. baby. Yes, it's good advice. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, Hua Young, Ryan Price, and Baby.